Welcome to the after show. Warm at 101.3 with Tony and Christy. Nikki not feeling well, so we sent her home. Poor girl got married on Saturday, and she's sick today.
Mm.
Hope she's okay.
I'm worried about her.
I always worry about Nikki.
So I think she'll be okay, though.
I think so. you and Nikki, by the way, think you are the wives of the two most manly men.
Yes.
Well, I got a guy for you. His name is Francis Wharton. He's a Canadian hunter, famous, I guess, up in Canada. And a story is coming out now that back in the 1960s, he shot a deer. All right. Now, he didn't have teeth. Okay, this guy has no teeth. So you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, this is disgusting. Just how manly man he is. I want you to tell this to your husband.
Okay.
He made dentures out of the deer's teeth and used those to eat the deer.
Okay.
That's a manly man.
I don't know if that's manly man or just very resourceful.
He is very resourceful. You got to give him that. He's extremely resourceful.
Like, what makes you look at a deer and go, you know, those teeth might work? You know, like, did you ever? No, it's not something I would think of.
No, of course not. But Francis Wharton thought of it. So
apparently.
They're manly man. Oh, God, that's just amazing, isn't it?
Aye. Are there some things you wouldn't give up to save money? Is there things like, there's a woman, she's 27, she posts a list of things she won't give up to save money, and since nothing on her list is actually needed for survival, she did catch some grief.
Of course.
But the truth is, we all have things we don't want to give up just to save money. We all have a few things like, no, well, I'm not giving that up, because I know I need to save money, but I'm not giving that up. I mean, I talk to my mom daily about things, and she doesn't want to give anything up.
Give me some examples.
What maybe it's your daily place you go to get your coffee.
No, I don't do. I do that at home.
Oh, so I know. I know people that do it at all the places.
Or crazy.
Maybe if you have a hobby like golf, maybe you just I'm not giving that up. Mm-hmm. Or something more expensive, like maybe you're putting money into that classic car in the garage, right?
Yeah.
And you're just not going to give that up. Or maybe you smoke, Mom, and you're not giving it up, and you should. The things that this woman put on the list though were quality shoes. Well, no wonder why she got flack for that. Come on.
No, you need some quality shoes. Come on.
And she said, my toothpaste. I'm a Tom's of Maine addict.
Oh, jeez.
And lots of fresh, clean, bottled water.
See, there's something wrong with this woman. Bottled water is the worst thing. Nobody should be drinking bottled water.
That's what Jason always says. He goes, yeah, okay.
It's a waste. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's what Jason says, too.
And,
so.
And we don't need all those bottles in the world, okay?
So we got Nady Yeti. He fills it up from the sink, okay?
Yes.
We're saving plastic.
Yes,
exactly. Saving the world.
Exactly. We got a soda stream, okay? And it's nice because, you know, you don't have to go out and buy all the different, you know, club sodas and things like that. You can make it here and tonic water, stuff like that.
Can you make me a diet from there?
You probably could, to be honest with you.
If you have the right stuff.
I don't have it. But, I mean, if you want to buy it for me,
so that's your excuse to get a soda machine?
No, I didn't want to use all those bottles. I didn't want to keep buying, you know, bottles of water.
Oh, okay. Look
stuff.
At you.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
It saves a lot of money and a lot of.
But could you live without it now that you have it?
If I had to, but there's no reason to, because that's something that's actually saving the planet, you know?
But is it saving you money?
Yes.
Just a second. So apparently there's a list of things we just won't give up just to save money.
There's a lot of stuff I've already given up to save money. Okay. You know,
that is true.
It is. So I said I would tell you what cave syndrome is. And apparently after this year of being, you know, cooped up. And like I said, this past weekend with my mom's birthday, 101, first time I was with people.
Did you keep your mask on?
Well, we were all vaccinated. We were all in one room. So, you know, and we were eating and stuff. So, no. But when we went out, to someplace else, yes. But it's like, it was the first time any of us, I mean, we're all saying, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, but cave syndrome is people who basically say, I kind of like what I got going on here. I don't want to go out to the real world again.
That's what Jason always says. He's like, you live in a cave because, like, I just keep it dark and, you know, I stay home a lot. Well, at least I used to. Now it forces me to get out because I have a kid. But I get it. I get the cave thing. You can get into that bubble, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know me. I kind of been training for this life.
You binge watched too many things. You were kind of doing that for a while. I think you're getting out of it now, though. Now that the sun's out.
Yeah, now that I actually saw some people, it was like, oh, this is really
Wasn't it nice?
Neat.
Yeah, yes, it was nice for us to go. We went to Pittsburgh, and it was so nice just to, like, go out, do things. Now, you still wore a mask, you know, but it was just nice to, like, see people.
Yeah. So, but I just, I can't wait for this whole thing to be done. Hey, another little kiss to Rob Gronkowski. The Gronk gave over $1 million to renovate a Boston playground. He just is the nicest guy.
He really is. I love him.
And, you know, and obviously he played in Boston for many years, you know, New England. And
right.
He's now someplace else. But it's just nice that he did that. He's just the coolest guy. You know, he hasn't spent any of his football money.
Right. He saved his football money. What did he live off endorsements or something?
Yes. Yes. And I don't know how much he's made in football.
Yeah, I don't know.
It has to be an awful lot of money in football.
You would think.
So he's a smart, you know, we always kid him because he's a big dumb line. You know,
but he's really not. Right.
He's really a smart. And there's another guy, I don't know who it was, who said the same thing. And he's not only doing that, but he is putting all of his money that he makes in football into Bitcoin.
Oh, I saw that. I did. Yeah. It could go either way on that one.
It could go either way. You know, that's a thing where, you know, you never know.
I don't know that I'd do all of it, but okay.
Yeah. And think about our friends at Jeopardy. They say they will name a permanent host this summer.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. They say it's all going to come down to testing, you know,
who had the best ratings? Let's be clear. Well, that's what it's going to come down to.
Well, no, they're not going to. I don't think any of these people that did it are actually being considered.
You don't think Ken Jennings is considered? You don't think that executive producer Tom Richards is considered?
Right, but I don't mean the celebrities. I don't think.
Oh,
it's
no, I'm not talking about them.
Okay. Yeah, no, those are the only two guys I think are being considered to be honest with you.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying.
So, and it's funny because I was at my mom's house the other day and she had, you know, Channel 8 on, and they were run, I think it's Saturday or Sunday, I can't remember which day, they run the repeats of the old ones with Alex Trebek. And it's just so nice to see Alex Trebek on TV. It's just so nice. I miss him so much. He was just a very nice man, you know, and I miss him on that show. So, but I thought Anderson Cooper did great. I was very sad that his ratings were not that good. Were not that good. They were the worst. So
right.
I'm wonder
surprised
if people are just
too, but maybe
tired.
It's because he's on CNN and there was like
maybe.
That whole, you know,
yeah. it could
divide.
Be part of that. Yeah, and it could be that people are just kind of, all right, we're burnt out on this. Give me a guest. Give me a host already. That type of thing. So.
Right.
But.
And maybe that's why they're going to announce it, because they can tell people are sick of it. Like they're over it.
Could be.
You know how you wash your hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
You wash your hands a lot more than you used to. Your soap and water sessions apparently might be doing more than just scrubbing away dirt and bacteria. Researchers suggest, and these are the smart people, they're at the University of Michigan, they suggest that hand washing can actually wash away worries about day-to-day decisions.
Ooh.
And I thought about that, because you turn the warm water on, you're soaping, and now, like, we're all counting, right? We're counting, we're singing a song, we're doing something because we got to get that 20 seconds, or we're yelling at our kids to do 20 seconds and helping them sing a song. But yeah, I think that takes a little, you know, that's 20, 30 seconds that in the past we're like, wash your hands, okay, go, you know.
A little meditation.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You know, it slows you down, although I really have to be honest, I haven't been really paying attention to that and doing 20 seconds, or I just kind of...
Oh,
know,
I still do.
I know.
But I did before. I used to sing Happy Birthday to Me.
Yeah,
Happy. I used to do the whole song.
You were singing Stairway to Heaven, 8 minutes.
No,
I get it.
No, I wasn't. But my husband's always like, you do realize why your hands are all dried out all the time. I'm like, yeah. I know. I know why.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just always been a germaphobe. So
I know you have.
This was like built for me.
Yeah, this was... everything you feared.
Yes, everything I worry about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told you this before, that since the actual bug is so microscopic, you know, if you took all of the COVID bugs in the world, it would fit into basically an 8-ounce water bottle.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy.
And it's infected all those people. It's just amazing. It just blows my mind that that exists. So, but I think we're on the... you know, getting better side of this. It's not there yet. And I think if we can just keep people getting vaccinated, we'll be out of this by end of summer. I know we will. But we got stubborn people. So I have a sister-in-law who's stubborn. You know, I don't get it. I just don't understand it. You know, I mean, when's the last time you got polio? Oh, we don't have polio anymore. You know why? Because of vaccines.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay. Don't get me started. Too late. I'm already started. All right. That's the podcast. It's at warm1013.com. Click on it, share it with your friends at all your socials, and we'll see you on the radio.